Last time we were learning in Hilchos Tefillah the significance about our kavana, being able to have the highest level of intensity of understanding the davening, be able to concentrate as well as we can. And therefore it was stated in the Shulchan Aruch that therefore a person should not hold things in their hand, because it possibly will detract from this kavana, because they'll be so focused on what's in their hands that it may fall, something may break, then won't be concentrating on the davening, on the words. So the Mechaber now continues and says, of course, there's obvious exceptions. Mutter le'echos machzor tefilos biyado b'shashim espalel. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with holding a machzor on the high holidays or a siddur during the year. Hoel v'tofes l'sar tefilo atzmo, since the purpose of the siddur is obviously is for the davening itself, lotard, it's not a way that a person will be focused on it, but rather it'll be a way to enhance the davening. Domi de lulav de mishum de likachto mitzvah lotard, because by taking the lulav, as we mentioned last time, is a mitzvah in itself. There are those that actually have the custom on the first day of Sukkot to actually daven even the Shemoneh Esrei holding the lulav. And that wasn't an issue because it's a mitzvah. We say lotard, that's not something which will detract or take away from the davening. As we mentioned in the past, the Ber Heitev again reminds us that the great Arizal, that even the Arizal, who obviously knew the davening probably pretty well, probably better than we'll ever know it, nonetheless, the Arizal would never be found davening the Shemoneh Esrei by heart. He would always be using a siddur. And therefore, certainly it shows that there's nothing, not only is there nothing wrong with it, perhaps it's even encouraged to do so, to be able to remain focused on the davening. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, quoting the words of the Taz, he says, "V'hu adin di'esh l'zoher l'mish mispal mitoch ha-sidr," that when a person is davening, you should also be careful, "shi'irshom techila kol ha-mekomos shesarech l'spal ba'os ha-tefila," that you should, before you begin the actual Amida, before you begin the Shemoneh Esrei, be on the right page. Why? So that once you're in the middle of the davening, you are stuck in the middle, and you start flipping pages. Says the Taz, this is certainly a hesik, this is a form of an interruption, even though you're not talking, of course, during the Shemoneh Esrei, but by you flipping pages, instead of remaining a continuous flow of davening, obviously it's going to detract and take away from your kavana. And furthermore, it's brought down in the Birkei Yosef that for those who daven on a regular basis, perhaps know the words, are not going to get confused, but there are constantly additions in the Shemoneh Esrei. For example, a nenu on a ta'anit, on a fast day, or the paragraph of v'todienu, which is on the Yom Tov, which falls out on Motzei Shabbos, on Saturday night. So these are paragraphs which people are less familiar with. So certainly a person should be up to that point and not have to find it in the middle of their Amida, which is also an issue which we find sometimes during Rosh Chodesh by Musaf, that the person, you hear a clap by the chazan, and all of a sudden you start saying the first couple paragraphs, we all know we say it anyway, all the time. But here you are, you're flipping through the pages in the meantime while you're davening. So it's obviously not a way that a person's going to have the kavana that they should be having during that point of the davening. The Ramosh Isselis continues and says that even though a person is of course allowed to, and as we said, perhaps even encouraged to daven with a siddur, nonetheless, im lo hayabiyadu kodem shiaschil, then let's say you begin the Shemoneh Esrei and you feel really confident. I can do it by heart. I know I can do it. And all of a sudden you say, you know what? Maybe I'm a little overconfident. I better not daven the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei by heart. So all of a sudden you want to start grabbing a sitter. Lo yachzor achor b'tefila litul. You shouldn't start looking around. Of course, not moving your feet even. But in the middle of the davening, trying to look around, maybe behind you, maybe you can, you know, just do a little stretch, a little calisthenics to get that sitter. That's not something which is encouraged. Of course, that also takes away from kavana. And it's not appropriate for the davening. El imkin hayu b'makom miyuchad. Of course, if it's a place which is set, let's say it's a place a sitter's right in front of you, that of course you could grab that during the davening because that's not something which will take away from the flow of the tefillah. Now the Ber Heitev tells us that the significance of the davening when a person is holding the sitter make sure you hold on to it really well, because what happens if it falls? Well, you think, well, it's a big deal. If it falls, pick it up. That's what Be'er Heitiv tells us. It's Nafal Sefer al Aretz. Let's hear in the middle of the Shimon Esrei, and a Sefer doesn't even necessarily say a sitter, but what the sitter you're holding. But a Sefer which falls on the ground, Ve'en Yochel Chavim Mipnezeh, and you just can't have Kavanah because of it. You can imagine there's a Chumash lying in the middle of the ground. You heard it drop, and it's just driving you crazy. Mutu Lagbio, you ought to pick it up. After you at least finished one of the brachos. Not in the middle of the bracha, but again, that implies, it doesn't say explicitly, but perhaps it means that it's right next to you, that you can just very easily bend over without having to actually move your feet. That's something which is permissible, permitted. However, in contrast, which will be the last thing we'll see today, is the talus. What is the difference between a talus and the dropping of a sefer? So the Mechaber tells us that im nishma talisa mimkomo yochel mashmish bo lachziro. Says that if, let's say, a person's talus is being moved a little bit, you know, it's sliding from you, you're allowed to move it back to the way it was. Aval, however, he says im nafel kulo. Let's say your talus completely fell off in the middle of the davening, and there's thousands of people staring at you, and the poor guy's talus fell off. Ein yochel lachzer, you're not supposed to pick it up. L'satipo, to wrap yourself up with it, because the havi hefsek, that's considered to be an interruption of your davening. So in other words, it clearly tells us that the davening is supposed to be so intense and serious. Perhaps it means you're not even supposed to realize that it fell off. That's how you're focused, maybe you're supposed to be. But if you do notice it falling off, by you picking it up off the ground, that's considered to be a hefsek. That's not something a person should do. Rather, should remain on the ground. Conclude with the words of the Mishnah Berurah on this. It says, the only time a person could move their talus back is afilu nafal rubo, even if the majority of it began to fall off. But if the entire talus fell off, afilu im nishar adayin biyado, even if you have great hands, right? You're a golden glove. You caught the talus before it hit the ground. Hatifa havi hefsik. Still, you putting it and wrapping it around you is a hefsik. That's not something you're supposed to do. However, what if you do this? You don't have to begin the beginning of the Shemona, the beginning of the bracha you're up to. You just complete the Shemona Esrei as you were up to, and just continue. However, when you finish the davening, you should at least move the talus and then say apparently another bracha on it, because it's you by it falling off. That's considered that you no longer had your mind on this, and therefore by putting it on again, you'll have to say another bracha. Even though, why do you have to say a bracha? Because, and move it around? You move it around because when it comes to all mitzvos, we have to do them over lasiyasin. We first do the, say the bracha, and then put it on. So therefore, that's what a person should do if they forget. But the reality is, if your talus falls off the ground onto the ground, you're not supposed to pick it up. However, if a sitter or a sefer falls on the ground, you are allowed to pick it up, because even though there's a tremendous amount of kavana, the halacha tells us that that is permissible.